You're listening to a Hindustan Times podcast brought to you by HT Smartcast.
Hello, these are the top news for the day. Surya Tilak, sun's rays, illuminated Lord Ram Lalla idol's forehead at Ayodhya temple on the occasion of Ram Navami on Wednesday, 17th April. The Surya Tilak of the deity was made possible by an elaborate mechanism involving mirrors and lenses. The system was tested by the scientists on Tuesday. This was the first Ram Navami since the consecration of the Ram idol at the Ayodhya temple, inaugurated by Prime Minister Narendra Modi on 22nd January. According to a senior scientist of the Council of Scientific and Industrial Research, CSIR, Central Building Research Institute, CBRI, Roorkee, the planned tilak size is 58 millimeters. The exact period of tilak on the forehead center was about 3 to 3.5 minutes, with 2 minutes of full illumination, he said. Even as Ram Lalla was to be anointed with the Surya Tilak, Prime Minister Narendra Modi made a reference to the historic occasion at his election rally at Assam's Nalbari. Senior Congress MP Rahul Gandhi on Wednesday said he would abide by the party's decision on candidature from Amethi for the Lok Sabha elections. The remark comes days after his brother-in-law, Robert Vadra, remarked that the people of Amethi want him to contest from the Uttar Pradesh seat. Amethi had been a Congress stronghold until the 2019 general elections when BJP's Smriti Irani defeated Rahul Gandhi. Rahul Gandhi had won the elections from Kerala's Wayanad in 2019. He has been renominated by the Congress from the constituency. When journalists asked Rahul Gandhi about his plans in Amethi during a joint press conference with Akhilesh Yadav, the Congress leader said, "On Amethi, the party will decide. Whatever order I get, I will abide by that." Rahul Gandhi claimed that in the Congress party, electoral decisions are taken by the Central Election Committee. Both Amethi and Wayanad will go to polls on 26 April. Heavy rainfall on Tuesday brought the desert city of Dubai to a standstill and flooded portions of its major highways and international airport. Operations at the Dubai airport were suspended for 25 minutes in the afternoon before resuming. Visuals shared on social media showed planes taxiing across the airport flooded with standing water. According to the Associated Press, which cited the meteorological data collected at Dubai International Airport, the city received a year and a half's worth of rain within 24 hours. The rains began late Monday, soaking the sands and roadways of Dubai with some 20 millimeters, 0.79 inches, of rain. It further intensified on Tuesday, and by the end of the day, more than 142 millimeters, 5.59 inches, of rainfall had soaked Dubai. An average year sees 94.7 millimeters, 3.73 inches, of rain at Dubai International Airport. The Bharatiya Janata Party, BJP, and the Congress continue to campaign aggressively on Tuesday, 17th April, the last day of campaigning for the first phase of the 2024 Lok Sabha elections. The first phase of the Lok Sabha polls is set to take place on 19th April, and the top leaders of the country have a full roster when it comes to rallies and roadshows in all the states set to vote on Friday. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold 2 election rallies today. First, PM Modi will address a public meeting in Assam's Nalbari, after which he will hold a rally in Tripura's Agartala. Union Road Transport Minister Nitin Gadkari is scheduled to address people in Nagpur, his home constituency, virtually. Gadkari is set to face off with Congress leader and India Bloc candidate Vikas Thackeray in Nagpur for the Lok Sabha elections. Further, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh will address 3 public meetings today in Kerala at Kannur, Kasargod and Vadkara. It must be noted that all the constituencies from Kerala are set to go to polls in the first phase of the general elections on Friday.
Congress leaders Rahul Gandhi and Priyanka Gandhi Vadra also have their schedules full for the day, holding back-to-back rallies and roadshows on Wednesday. Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates called for maximum self-restraint in the Middle East to spare the region from the dangers of war and its dire consequences in an unusually frank joint statement Wednesday. The comments came after a call between Saudi Arabia's Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman and UAE President Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan, as tensions escalate following Iran's missile and drone strikes on Israel on Saturday night. Israel is weighing a response to what was the first attack on the Jewish state from Iranian soil. Tehran said it was retaliating against an Israeli airstrike on its consulate in Damascus earlier this month that killed some of its top commanders there. The two Gulf Arab leaders discussed developments in the Middle East and the dangerous repercussions on security and stability, the UAE state-run WAM news agency reported. The call was initiated by the UAE leader, Saudi Arabia's state-run news agency SPA said.
You were listening to the HT Daily News Wrap, a beta production brought to you by HT Smartcast. Please give us feedback on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at HT Smartcast or via email to podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Until next time.
To stay updated on this podcast, follow us at HT Smartcast on all the major social media platforms. To listen to more such podcasts, log on to www.htsmartcast.com.